guys, welcome back to my podcast. Thank you so much for clicking and stick around till the end of the podcast. I've been researching and looking into self-love and self-awareness, and I noticed that so many people really don't understand it in details, what self-love and self-awareness is. So in this episode, I'll be talking about self-awareness. And self-awareness is like having a clear perception of your personality, your strength, your weakness, beliefs, motivation, and emotions. Like, you can really differentiate many people through their strength, like someone who can sing well, like someone who has who can dance very well, like an A student, you know. And the weaknesses, like, people really know how their weaknesses. Some have anxiety issues, some have like anger issues. And then self-awareness allows us to understand other people, like how they perceive us. Like, you are able to understand your attitude, your response to your friends, like how they, like you, your response, like when you are happy, and how when you are, they make, sorry, when they make you happy, how you see, how you talk to them, when you are angry and they make you angry, like how you talk to them. That's how, that's your response to them in the moment. So, there are many importances of self-awareness. Like, self-awareness makes us confident and more creative. So you can really differentiate between someone who is more confident and someone who is not through their results. When you're presenting in front of people, you'll notice that if someone is more confident, their results, like, they'll talk like when they're not shy, and their creativity level will be another level. But someone who is not confident, you really see, like, she'll not bring out the points very well. And through self-awareness, we are able, like, to make sounder decisions in what we want, in what we want in life. Like, when you have friends, and like your friends want to do something that is contrary to what you want, you'll make a decision that really favors you. But you know, someone who is not like self-aware, he'll make like decisions that favor their friends more than what they want. I hope that point is clear. And then another point, that being self-aware makes us build stronger relationships with other people. Like, you know what you want, you know what you want, you know what you want, and you know what friends to surround you because of the same characteristic of your personality. No, do not have, like, it's not easy to find someone who likes partying and a Christian, like being together, like hanging out most of the time. I hope that's a good example to explain, because these people who party, their beliefs are very different from that Christian person, and like their relationship will be full of lies. Like, maybe someone, one of the parties, is impersonating themselves. So to me, that's like importance of being self-aware. So someone really knows what he wants in life. And then another thing, being self-aware helps us to communicate effectively to others. Like, you not lie about your personality, you not lie about anything that's around you. You not, like, it's not like so easy that you impersonate yourself to become someone else to fit in. Then there are ways that someone can increase her self-awareness. And one is, like, always admit you are wrong when you are wrong, and learn how to correct it. You know, many times we look into ourselves, we have done wrong, but you want to hide it. And like, you tell your mind, no, I'm always right. And you push the blame to someone. Like, when you fail an exam, you just didn't do well, and yet you just don't say, that lecturer looks down upon me, who an anionea. That's not true. Just accept your mistake and learn from it. Maybe you didn't do something in an extra mile. Try next time to do that thing an extra mile and see how it works. Then embrace your strength and their shortcoming, and always understand that no one is perfect. And from your shortcomings, you have to learn. You learn how to work with your shortcomings, and if it's possible, correct it. Another thing, don't let, you know, we have friends that are surround us. Don't let them, if they have fallen to their comfort zone, let them not, perceive the future life for you. I don't know if you get me. Do not let them tell you, how life is supposed to be. You know, there are friends that really want us also to fall like them and, to be on the same level with them, but you know what you really want in life. So work towards it and don't look back, because this life is so sweet if you know what you really want. Another thing that never, do not overthink in a situation, until it brings negative, never overthink a situation on the negative side, because our brains are so, our brains are full of, when you think of a negative thing, it creates a habit of looking into it. Even if something is good, it will always look on the negative, because you have trained your mind to look on the negative side of life. And another thing, if you know you're so low and, you want to bring your hopes high, you can always listen to inspirational work, inspiration talks, inspirational podcasts. This really helps us to bring our spirits up and realize ourselves that we are more of what we think about ourselves. Thank you so much for clicking to this, and thank you so much for those who have listened to the end. I can't wait to release another podcast next week, and I was thinking that I should be adding some podcasts, that at least 2 podcasts a week. So let's see how this will work, and thank you for your support.